أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير وأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the previous ayats we read that Allah explained the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he will be born without a father, and then all the other great virtues of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Further now Allah Ta'ala explains other more great signs of his, that he is a true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to the people that in anni qad jitukum bi ayatin min rabbikum, beshak main aaya hu tumhare paas nishaniya lekar tumhare rab ki taraf se. Undoubtedly I have come with clear signs, miracles to you from my Allah, for you to be convinced that I am the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. My credentials, my proof that I am the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Every Nabi Allah Ta'ala had sent with mu'ajizat, miracles, and they were to convince the people that the Nabi is really a man of Allah, a man of the Creator. He has got such powers, not of his own, but which are given to him by Allah Ta'ala. He is proof that he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, so that people can verify that he is not an imposter, and that he is genuine, and they should believe in him. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, like every Nabi, what was the most prominent thing in that time by which the people were impressed and overtaken? Allah sent a Nabi with that kind of a miracle. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, jadu, black magic was at its height. So Allah gave him a miracle which is not black magic at all, but which overpowered the black magic. That is, they used to play, hypnotize the people and make believe that there are snakes everywhere. For example, other types of also jadu, they hate black magic. So Allah gave Musa alayhi salam the miracle of his stick turning into a snake, and that snake swallowing up all those false snakes of the magicians. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine was at its height, and people were very great impressed with the doctors and what they used to do. So Allah gave him also miracles of that type. They were not of medicine, they were miracles from Allah. But those people, the big physicians of that time, were completely dumbfounded with the feats and what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did, as we will explain just now. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, literature, what it was it that said? The poets used to speak of their whole history in poetic form, in the top four Arabic language. Over the night fires they used to speak and boast about that. Allah gave a miracle like the Quran Sharif, and they had no answer to the Arabic of the Quran Sharif. Forget the subject matter, just as a language, they had no answer to the Quran Sharif. So Allah always sent his Nabi with miracles, and the miracle which the people were impressed with, in that line Allah sent his miracles. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also told the people, I've come and my miracles are also what you people are very impressed about, medicine and the feet of the doctors, how they cure, etc. So I've come with my miracles in that line. And what was that? Anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen ka hay'ati at-tayr, ke main bana deta hu tumko ghari se parinda ki shakal, that I make a bird from clay, from sand, from clay I make a form of a bird. Fa anfukhu fihi, fir usme phoonk marta hu, and then I blow in that bird. فیکون طیرم باذن اللہ, تو ہو جاتا ہے وہ اڑتا جانور اللہ کے حکم سے. And then it becomes a flying bird by the command of Allah. So Allah had given him that which they could never ever achieve. They could not do that in the least, but or at all. So Allah gave him that one miracle. And very important to note, everywhere Isa alayhi salatu wasalam added, bi-ithnillah, by the command of Allah. It's not my doing. I can't do it on my own. It is Allah who has given me this power and to show my credentials. وَأُبْرِيُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ, اور اچھا کرتا ہوں مادر زاد اندھے کو اور کوری کو. And the person who is born blind, I give him shifa. And the person who is a leper, I give him also shifa. And that was also, the doctors could not do that. Until today they can't do that. And they just declare it as an incurable disease. But he cured the people who were born blind, the people who were lepers, the disease of leprosy, and he just passed his hand over them and immediately they used to be cured. And more than that, وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى or جِلَاتَ هُوْ مُرْدَى, and I make the dead come back to life, which nobody can achieve in the world till today. And I make them come alive, and all this بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the permission and the command of Allah. It's not my doing. Behind the scene, it is all the work of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, you see me doing it, but it is all the work of Allah Ta'ala. So believe in Allah, and believe that He has sent me as His Nabi. Up to here, four miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned as far as his actions are concerned. The one was to make the form of a bird, a clay bird, and blows in it and it becomes an actual living bird. The other was to give cure to the born blind. Third, to the leper. And fourth, to bring the dead back to life. And then the fifth miracle which Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given and he showed the people was his miracle of his knowledge and from his words what he spoke. And what was that miracle? وَنَبِّيُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, اور بتا دیتا ہوں تم کو جو کھا کر آؤ اور جو رکھ آؤ اپنے گھر میں. And I inform you also, all the people used to come to him, and he should inform them what you ate at home, and what you have left, as what you have stored and left behind. He could, on his own, he could never know that each one who came to him, that what they ate at home, that was a private matter, and how much they ate, and how much they stored away. Everything Allah had informed him. And he should tell the people exactly. So these were all clear signs. So he told them, "Inna fi dhalika la aya, usme nishani puri hai." These are clear signs that I'm the Nabi of Allah. Believe in me for your own good. I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you to serve me. I'm not asking me to praise me. All I'm asking for your own good. Believe in Allah. Follow the commands of Allah. He created you. He has given the instructions how you should operate, how you should be used. Just do that. That's all I want. And that is what Allah wants from us till today. Not that we must do anything else, but for our own good of dunya and our great good of the akhirat. Just believe in Allah in the correct way. Do what Allah wants us to do. So all for our own good. So all these were clear signs for you people. Lakum. In kuntum mu'mineen, agar tum yaqeen rakhte ho. If you want to bring iman, it has been made very easy. The signs are very clear. Even if other people speak against me, and they to make propaganda against me, but my signs are clear. The Nabi's signs are absolutely clear. So you don't have to have any doubt, and you don't have to worry of the propaganda, and you don't have to worry of all the negative things people are saying. The signs are clear. You bring iman, you follow that way of life, your dunya's life will become a life of ease and pleasure, and your akhirat's life will be a life of great enjoyment. And on the other hand, if you don't bring iman, you fall prey to the propaganda of people of min sharri al-waswasi al-khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri an-nas min al-jinnati wan-nas, the whispers which come from your own self also, the whispers which other people blow in your ears, and you don't believe in the law of Allah, the deen of Allah, you don't believe in the Nabi of Allah, then it is to your own total destruction. You'll suffer the consequences in this dunya also, and the actual place will be in the qabr, will be in the akhirah, if you don't bring that correct iman. So the signs have been clear to you, in kuntum mu'mineen. If you want to be believers, this is the path. And this is the same till today in our deen also, which every Nabi, Isa alayhi salam, and every Nabi came, and how he explained to the people. And till today it is the same thing, and it is the same for us to listen to the Nabi. And if we want to give, we want to listen to shaitan and the whispers of shaitan which he puts on the tongues of people also, and all types of people, and we follow that way, it is only our own destruction in this world and the akhirah. So the path is very clear for us. It is for us to respond, believe correctly, and make our life of dunya and akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.